Now, firstly, I wanted to ask about how you define the term trolling, and in particular, how does this definition compare to perhaps a warped definition used by mainstream media outlets?
Very good question.
Thank you.
The term troll has actually begun to deviate from what it was originally for, and actually we've started to equate trolling with the idea of the mythical troll living under the bridge.
Mm.
But originally it was derived from the term trawling, which was to bait a hook or line and draw, while fishing. And it was basically baiting comment sections to draw in attention or responses. And it's really quite deviated now. In fact, trolling seems to be quite a continuum of behaviour. But I think the problem is it's starting to even describe things that are far more, let's say, even cyber violence is another term. But the way we define trolling was that classic disruptive, anonymous behaviour where people were essentially, we liken it to throwing a grenade into a crowd and running away.
Interesting. And you said trolling as in like a fishing term. Is that trolling or trawling?
Trawling, and I guess it's just gotten...
Yeah, that's like T-R-A-W-L, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. Phonetics.
Yeah, phonetics, exactly.
Here's the thing. It's changed and it's become pretty brutal with some of the things. I mean, I guess there's a spectrum of things that you would put into that, under that umbrella, but some of the things that people have done have been pretty brutal. Are there some kind of, I guess, famous landmark examples of really harsh examples of this?
Yeah, one quite recent and really one of the only examples that has been criminalised and was punished by law was in the UK, and it was a man who was a memorial troller. And what a memorial troller, RIP trollers, they call it, is they actually actively seek out sites or memorial pages typically on Facebook that have been created for, it might be children, typically teenagers, even teenagers of suicide, and they would write, this man in particular wrote quite horrific comments on these sites, also directed towards their parents. He was eventually tracked down and he was charged. But that is one of the only cases where somebody has been charged with this being a crime so far.
You had a statistic at the start of your article on this topic that mentioned that, I think it was 25% of Americans in the study had admitted to trolling, I guess, in some form. So does it encompass quite, I mean, that's obviously an extreme example.
Mm-hmm.
Does it encompass a wide range or spectrum of what could be termed as this term trolling?
That particular form of behaviour was that over 25% of Americans had admitted at some point that they had engaged in malicious behaviour towards somebody else online at some point. And that malicious behaviour we equate as a form of trolling behaviour.
Okay. And I guess talking about trolling behaviour, can you please tell us a bit about this study that you've recently conducted looking at the relationship between trolling and also empathy?
Yep. So previous research that we've conducted, we've found that trolls seem to be continuously quite higher on what we call the dark traits of personality.
Okay.
And these dark traits are described as narcissism, Machiavellianism, so manipulative. But quite consistently, trolls have been shown to be higher on everyday sadism. And we know what sadism is. It's enjoyment and inflicting a psychological and even physical pain. But also trolls show that they're quite high on non-clinical psychopathy. And non-clinical psychopathy is, let's say, psychopathy that's not necessarily diagnosed as a disorder, but higher on traits such as a lack of personal responsibility for their actions, a lack of empathy, but also consideration for other people's feelings. So what we decided to explore was, considering that consistent result, that they are higher on psychopathy, we wondered, well, is it actually an empathy deficit? Now, empathy can be described as two different forms. Generally, when we think of empathy, we're thinking of affective empathy, so affect, being able to feel what someone else is feeling, that visceral response, like, I can feel it. But there's also another form of empathy called cognitive empathy. And this is the ability to identify what somebody is feeling and know if something would hurt someone's feelings. So it's almost like intelligence or emotional intelligence.
Okay.
So what we did was we looked at trolls and these two different forms of empathy. And what we found was actually quite startling. We thought that they would be low on empathy across the board because maybe they don't understand what they're doing. But what we actually found was they were low on affective empathy, but high on cognitive empathy, which is really quite startling to think that these people do understand what will hurt others, but they actually lack the ability to share that emotional reaction or that hurt that someone else might feel.
So it's like an emotional detachment from the pain that they know they're causing?
In a way, yes. And it also means that we can't really just chalk this up to these behaviours like they don't know any better, because actually they do.
In reading about this idea of empathy, I mean, you've just kind of split it into two different groups.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a really weird thought, I guess, about, I understand what empathy is, but I don't know, is it an inherent trait or is it something that you can teach to somebody through a series of experiments or whatever?
It really also depends on the empathy deficit that we are talking about. Now,
Okay. Really
severe empathy deficits that we usually see with more clinical psychopathy, or we'll even say psychopaths, teaching empathy at that level is quite difficult.
Okay.
But for the average person, day-to-day empathy training can actually be achieved, and there are some quite successful interventions for empathy. And interventions that I believe, considering these trolls might not all be at the clinical disorder of empathy deficit, they might actually benefit from this kind of intervention for empathy.
It's really interesting. I guess the answer to can you teach empathy or not is it depends. So it's an even more complex puzzle than I had imagined.
It depends on the deficit, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Finally, on the topic of trolling, you picked on this in the article. Is trolling an addiction?
Yes, this does relate to previous research that we also did on trolling, where we are kind of trying to really capture the total profile of the troll. And we did find in that research that trolls were motivated by creating a negative social environment, that it actually was a rewarding feeling to them when they had created this mayhem. And although we haven't really tested this hypothesis yet, as we know, rewards are incredibly addictive. When we feel rewarded, we like that feeling, we're motivated to get it again with any kind of addiction. So if trolling is motivated by that feeling of reward, then it kind of stands to reason that it could be an addictive behavior and people could be engaging in more vicious forms of this behavior, trying to get that same high, so to speak.
Well, that's a weird concept. When you said mayhem, it made me think of the Joker. It's like he didn't really want the money or anything else. He just wanted to see the world burn.
Yeah, which is basically the best description of a psychopath.
There we go. On that note, Avita, thank you so much for joining me and talking about this interesting topic today.
You're most welcome. Thanks for having me.
No problems.